That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
As a parent, it's natural for us to want to have healthy children, and getting them immunized is a great way to protect their health and their future. McDonald's and area healthcare departments are teaming up once again for the Immunize for Healthy Lives campaign. For more information on immunization schedules in order to protect your small fries, contact your healthcare provider or local health department.
Home for Major League Baseball.
Score! A home run!
The NBA.
For three. Five. Good!
And the BCS.
10-5. Touchdown!
This is ESPN Radio. If you're looking for Cowboys training camp coverage, you found it. Brought to you by YouAreChallenged.com. Also Bud Light. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth. Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Golf's final major of the season continued to be hampered by weather, early morning issues each of the last 2 days. However, this morning at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin, bright sunshine right now on the banks of Lake Michigan. Good temperatures. They are playing round number two, at least finishing it up. 78 golfers were left on the course last night when play was suspended. Among those was Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh in a threesome together with Y.E. Yang. They resumed play this morning. Woods bogeyed his first hole, which was number seven, and left him perilously close to the cut line. Back-to-back pars on 8 and 9. Tiger was able to scramble with a birdie on 10, pars on 11 and 12. That's what he's through right now. Tiger Woods even for round two, one under par, couple of shots better than the projected cut line. Woods, though, still seven shots back of the leader. That continues to be Matt Kuchar. No one's been able to catch him after a 67 and 69 each of the last 2 days.
It's been a great year. Had a strong week last week and continued on with a good start to this week. Not too much trouble to report in two rounds. Just putting well and staying out of trouble. So find myself at 8-under par.
And he leads by one over Nick Watney, by two over Jim Furyk, who is on the course with two holes to go. The way it will work, whatever the cut is, projected to be plus one. The top half of the leaderboard will then tee off in round three on number one. The bottom half of the leaderboard will tee off at the exact same time, but on hole number 10, they'll split the two differences just like they did the first couple of rounds. Baseball, the Padres continue to dominate the Giants. They are now 8-1 against San Francisco this season. 3-2 win last night of the opener of a weekend series. San Diego's 3.5 clear in the NL West. Mets blank the Phils 1-0 on a one-hitter from R.A. Dickey. The Braves beat the Dodgers 1-0 as well. Cardinals 6-3 over the Cubs. They're still a game up on the Reds. Cincinnati had a 7-2 win over Florida. In the American League, Boston blew an 8-2 advantage. In Texas, gave up the tying run in the 8th. Walk-off homer to Nelson Cruz in the 11th. They lose 10-9. Rangers are 8.5 up on the Angels. They lose to the Blue Jays 3-0. White Sox a game back of the Twins in the Central. Chicago beat Detroit 8-4.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Well, Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters there. Second hour of episode 336 on this mid-August show. Phones have been crazy the entire first hour. They're going to be crazy again the second hour. 214-787-1033. I'm going to do my best to get to all the calls. And for some reason, if for some reason I'm unable to, don't forget you can get me on the internet as well. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine, and there's an Ask Doc section, and then we go from there. With the mid-August setting, high school football practice has already started. In fact, we had a scrimmage last night, one of the teams I take care of. Obviously, you're a fan, and you know that NFL has already started. College is going to kick off here in a couple of weeks. And the hot topic this summer has been the latest and greatest information on concussions. And in fact, the Dallas Morning News has run a four-part series on concussions. And one of the foremost experts on this particular topic, Dr. Jim Sterling, has been with us before, and he's going to be with us again now. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Listen, now you and I've talked about this now for, 10 years, the subject of concussions, and I think the more we learn about this, the more questions that are raised, and I kind of wanted to get your spin on where we are now as we start off this new high school football season.
Well, you know, it's a ever-changing topic. The problem has been a lot of misinformation, and there will continue to be misinformation. But hopefully we can kind of clear up some of the misinformation, at least in the short period of time that we have.
What do you tell parents that a concussion is? I mean, what is your definition of a concussion?
There's a lot we don't know, but what we do know is that concussions are not what we used to know as bruising of the brain or tearing of the brain tissue. What we now know is that it's more of a metabolic or a chemical, electrical kind of short-circuiting of the brain.
So things that you can't really see on any objective test that we have.
Correct. Well, yes. MRIs and CT scans do not diagnose concussions, and that's part of the misinformation that's out there. Not that they're not used for tools to look for other things, but they are not going to say, yes, your kid has a concussion. No, your kid doesn't have a concussion.
Right. But you and I are both old school. In fact, we both went to school together. That's how far back our relationship goes. And the old school definition of a concussion, and I hated this, is, oh, so-and-so got his bell rung. I hated when the announcers or the analysts are laughing it off as, he doesn't even know where he is. Well, that's not funny. That means that the brain was injured. There was head trauma, and the brain tissue suffered some kind of a functional injury, and it's not something that we laugh at anymore. And as we learn more and more about this, it looks like there's some long-term effects. I'm going to share this kind of an odd story with you, Jim. I saw a patient yesterday. Yesterday was Friday. She was involved in some mishap and hit her head, and she was unconscious for several minutes, was taken to the hospital. They did all kinds of CTs and MRIs, and has been discharged, and it's been 3 or 4 weeks now. It's been 3 or 4 weeks. So her head's not an issue, but now she's coming to see me because of her knee. And I said, well, how's your concussion doing? And she goes, I didn't have a concussion. I said, didn't you hit your head? Didn't you go there? They didn't tell me I had a concussion. That was an emergency room situation, and this patient still did not know that she had a concussion. Do you see this?
Yeah, that's a very common thing where the kids will come in a week later, 2 weeks later, and they're still having the constellation of concussion symptoms, and the parents have taken their kids to the ER, and the ER says, the CAT scan's normal, your kid doesn't have a concussion, you can go back to sports, you know, in a week or less.
Yeah. Okay, so again, not just talking amongst ourselves, so let's talk to the other people listening. When someone has a head injury and they have, what are the symptoms? What do we look for? What are the signs of a concussion?
Well, the most common symptom is going to be headache.
Okay.
And that headache can be there all the time. It can be brought on by watching TV. It can be brought on by noise, light, anything that we do technologically. In today's world, we have so much technology going on. You and I didn't have when we were in high school.
Right.
But that a lot of that brings on concussion symptoms, dizziness, headache, fatigue, irritability, sensitivity to light and noise. There's 13, 14, 15 different symptoms
and
that
how long
can
do
go along with concussion.
And how long do those symptoms last?
Well, it's variable. It's very variable for each concussion. Some kids are over their concussions in 7 to 10 days. Some kids take 6 months.
But,
so there's a very variability, and that's part of the confusion and seriousness of it.
Well, one of the things that has evolved, certainly in the last 5 years, is that we used to talk about concussions as a mild, moderate, or severe, grade 1, 2, and 3. And unfortunately, this is a problem that you don't know how severe it is until after it's over. So
correct.
The mild, moderate, severe is kind of goes away. So what's the new substitute for a concussion? Last night, one of my youngsters was a helmet to helmet. His eyes got blurry. He had a headache. And by the time he came to the sideline, he was kind of clear. Back in the old days, we would have said that was a mild concussion. What do you say nowadays?
Well, they either have a concussion or they don't. There's really...
So it's a yes really, or no?
It's a yes or no. And if a concussion is suspected by the athletic trainer on the sideline or the team doc or coach or a parent, if there's any suspicion that there's a concussion, that in my opinion and in most of the experts' opinion across the world, I should not go back into the game at that point.
Well, that's exactly what we did. We held him out, and I, obviously, I mean, you know me, we've been doing this for a while now. If you have any kind of brain injury, you're going to be held out. So the debate has been, well, for how long? Well, if you're a mom or dad and your son or daughter comes home and says, hey, look, I hit my head in practice today. I had a terrible headache, but I feel fine now. What do we do?
Well, if a kid comes into my office, there's several different things to be done. And there's right now the NFL has a policy. The NCAA has come up with their kind of guidelines. Unfortunately, the state of Texas, a great state, doesn't really have state law guideline, and the UIL is very, as you well read in the Dallas Morning News, the UIL is very far behind on that. But, some states, Oklahoma, Washington, I think Georgia, have a concussion policy. It doesn't have much teeth in it in their state law, but
it's a start.
That needs to be done. Yeah, it's a start, and it needs to happen here, which we're trying to get done. But to answer your question, the kid needs to be rested. I believe that we should use some sort of neuropsychological testing. There's some short tests now that are not very expensive, several bucks.
So neuropsychological, what does that mean, neuropsychological?
Well, there's some tests that look at skills, how the brain thinks, like remembering words, counting backwards, remembering figures.
Like how's your brain working kind of thing?
Correct.
Okay.
And you can also somewhat do that on the sideline with the sideline pards. And for anybody that's listening, I think any athletic trainer, team doctor, ought to carry one of the sideline SCAT cards or SAT cards. There's different one of those cards. Impact has a card. Ben Hogan, Texas Presbyterian Health Sports Network has a card. So I think we should use cards just to try to keep, as when I'm examining a kid on the sideline, I don't want to try to remember what words I gave the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the heat of battle, sometimes there's so much going on the sideline that I think we should use those tools to help. But if just a general scenario, it should be rested. should be taken out of school. I think that's one thing that is missing in concussion management is the whole issue of protecting this kid's brain, because ultimately most of these kids are not going to play professional college sports, and their brain's the most important thing for to get them through life.
So all right, well, this is a major departure now. This is something new, which is we're not just looking at how the brain looks. We're not just looking at x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. We're now looking at how the brain works. And these cards that Dr. Sterling is talking about are a series of questions or memory questions or math questions that you ask on the sideline or you ask in the office to make sure that the brain is working properly. You know, there's some guys that, quote unquote, back in the old days, got their bell rung and they turn around and walk back to the wrong sideline. Obviously, their brain is not working properly. If they don't know which sideline they go to. I remember we used to ask questions like, "What day is it today?" and "What's Tony Dorsett's number?" and "You know what the score is." So you're talking about those kind of functional questions, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So before we go on break, so do the parents need to take the youngster to the doctor?
Yes. I mean, I believe so.
Yep. All right.
I mean, hopefully there's an athletic trainer around. Obviously, they are a huge resource. And if the teams don't have an athletic trainer, then definitively they need to be. But yes, I think a physician needs to be involved, along with the athletic trainer, ultimately in the not only treatment of the concussion, but the return to play, return to classroom, and return to life.
All right. With that being said, listen, I'm gonna keep you on hold because I got one more question when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriel. That was Dr. Jim Sterling, and he'll be back with us this next segment as well. We're talking a little bit about the advances and the new way of thinking regarding concussions. When we come back, we'll go back to the phone calls as well, 214-787-1033, so you might want to queue up, or text 71755. This is Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Could you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
It's the back-to-school sale going on now at Cavender's. We've got the hats, belts, boots, and western wear you want with quality you expect and prices you'll love. Save $10 on a large selection of men's, ladies, and kids' quick draw boots at Cavender's. How about a pair of men's Ariat Rambler boots, now only $129.99? Cavender's also has Ariat Heritage Western boots, now $10 off. You can't help but save when you shop Cavender's back-to-school sale. Come on in and check out a pair of Ariat men's Sweetwater boots, only $159.99. Check our selected styles of men's Ariat shirts, all 25% off. We even have Ariat Zip It Baby boots, now $10 off at Cavender's. So look good, be comfortable, and come save during Cavender's back-to-school sale. Don't miss out. Come see us today or visit us on the web at cavenders.com.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment.
Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas HondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Things started off poorly for the Rangers last night after Tommy Hunter gave up three straight home runs and the Red Sox took an 8-2 lead in the fourth, but the Rangers' bats kept battling back. And on the first pitch in the bottom of the 11th, Nelson Cruz sent a shot to left field, giving the Rangers a 10-9 win in 11 innings. Michael Young says the key to last night's victory was just taking things one at bat at a time.
We're getting a big hole against a good team, against a really good pitcher in Beckett. We knew it was going to be tough. We just tried to chip away, not trying to get it all back at one time, just see if we can string together some good at bats.
The win pushed the Rangers' lead back to 8.5 games in the West over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. New co-owner Chuck Greenberg talked to Galloway and Company yesterday and says that the new ownership group will do whatever it can to keep Cliff Lee as a Ranger next year, which includes selling the idea of home to Lee. In Cowboys news, rookie wideout Dez Bryant should be out of his walking boot and begin rehab on his injured right ankle today down in Oxnard, or over in Oxnard, I should say. At the PGA Championship, second-round play resumes today, fog-free. As it stands right now, Matt Kuchar leads the field at 8-under. Tiger Woods is even through 12 holes and is 1-under for the tournament. Phil Mickelson finished the second round at 2-under. The projected cut for the PGA Championship is 2-over. In basketball, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, and the 1992 Olympic Dream Team were enshrined into the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame last night. And FIFA is considering getting rid of draws at the World Cup and using a penalty shootout or a golden goal rule during penalty time. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriel here. Live in the studio, Las Colinas, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio. We are continuing our discussion with world-renowned concussion expert Dr. Jim Sterling. James Sterling has been with us before on numerous occasions to talk about this specific subject. Hey, Jim, you still there?
I'm still here.
Excellent, excellent. We, we've had you on many times in the past. You and I and those of us on this particular show have been talking about the seriousness of concussions for nearly 10 years now. And the thought process has evolved and has really taken off these last few years, particularly because of the NFL. They used to downplay concussions because they were so common in professional football. And then many of the retired athletes started to bring up the issue that there are residual symptoms after your career is over. And all of a sudden, the stance, the NFL stance, has really changed substantially. And now that's trickling down to the college and high school athletes. And interestingly, I don't know about you, but I think I see more concussions at high school than you see in the NFL. What are your thoughts?
Well, you do see a lot of concussions in high school, obviously. And, you know, it's not just in football. It's lacrosse, soccer, basketball.
Excellent, so, excellent.
I mean, those are, you know, those sports create as many as football does. One thing I'd like to say for the audience is the one thing that people don't really quite understand is that the adolescent brain is a changing brain and is far more susceptible to concussions than the adult brain. And we're paying more attention to the NFL and maybe even the older college kids, but in reality, I think we're really missing the boat on some level with these adolescent athletes.
And it's also somewhat of a double-edged sword. You're right. It's a great point. Great point. The adolescent brain, the developing brain, is more susceptible. And not every school, not every high school, not every a middle school has a trainer to pick up on this thing. And sometimes the coaches are so overwhelmed with just coaching that they're not expected to be medics as well. So we've got a problem in a youngster who is susceptible, but we don't have the experts to pick up or point it out.
Correct.
And as we learn more about this, as I learn more, and I'm nowhere near it at the same level that you are. I'm ending up with more questions than answers. But the bottom line is, we're starting to talk about it, right?
Yeah, and I think that's great. I mean, there's obviously going to be resistance on some level to change, but you know, medicine's that way. Where new things come out and people don't like it, and then as time moves forward, we find out more information, and we get to a better place.
Is there a place that you can recommend, or let's say you're a trainer or a coach or a mom and dad, and you've got a question, and you don't necessarily have the opportunity to go see your doctor? Is there a place that someone can go to? Is there a concussion hotline? I don't know. I'm reaching here.
Well, actually, there is. Ken Locker, who used to be a former trainer for the Dallas Cowboys during the Landry years, has been very instrumental in getting concussion management protocols on the forefront in Dallas. We've been working through the Impact program, which is out of Pittsburgh, and have done well over 20,000 baseline tests in North Texas. He works at Texas Health Resources Sports Network, which you can get to him through Presbyterian Dallas or through the THR website. And in fact, they have a link to the Sports Concussion Management Program. And his name's Ken Walker.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, look, Jim, thank you so much for being on the show again. And I'm sure that as we go deeper into the season, we're going to bring you back and you can share some more of the latest and greatest.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Jim Sterling, our expert on concussions and the development of this new thought process. It's not just a structural. Now, there's no reason why you shouldn't get an X-ray and an MRI, but it doesn't end there. The concussions are no longer just structural, but they're also functional, and that's the new way of thinking about them. So we take them very seriously. I'm going to take one call that's a little bit out of order now, 214-787-1033, because this may be relevant. Hey, Ricky, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Ah, we lost Ricky. Well, essentially, it was it had something to do with can you get a concussion from something other than sports? And the answer is yes, you can. It doesn't matter how the brain is concussed. That's the word. Doesn't matter how the brain is concussed. The bottom line is it is injured. And one of the reasons Clarence and I have had a long talk about this. I used to be a boxing fan, but I am no longer a boxing fan. And after I went through medical school and especially orthopedics and stood on the sidelines for all these years and seen what happens when a brain is concussed, I'm not a boxing fan now, because the point of the sport seems to be to knock out your opponent, right?
So the
point of the sport is to
hand to face,
concuss the other one.
Exactly.
As a doctor, I don't know how I can stand for that.
Well, I think it's not a matter of standing for the concussion part of the sport. It's a matter of being a fan of the art, right, thereof.
Well, again, it's just food for thought. 214-787-1033 or 71755. We are someone on the text was asking how they can listen to the segment we just finished because they had to go to work and they could not participate in the discussion. And Clarence, tell them how they can listen.
If you go online to ESPNDallas.com/radio, you click on the Inside Sports Medicine homepage or show page, excuse me, and you can not only listen to podcasts from today, which will be the concussion discussion with Dr. Jim Sterling, but you can also listen to podcasts from past shows, which include a number of different topics, you know, knee brace discussion, ankle problems, high ankle sprain, what is a high ankle sprain, different things like that. Now, back to the concussion, you know, you were talking about how you can get concussed from other sports or non.
Sure.
Okay, so this is what tripped me out. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a water skier. You know, he does all the tricks on the waterboard or whatever that's called. And they have to wear helmets. Because if, you know, you're going so many, however fast they're going on the boat, being pulled by the boat, if you're up high enough in the air and you fall down, you know, or you lose control, you know, you go head first. This guy was telling me that he actually popped or broke his eardrum or something like that. Just from, you know, just from the water, you know, the impact.
Right, the
so it's with that being said, it doesn't have to be football.
Nope.
It doesn't have to be boxing. It can be a water sport.
You can suffer a concussion slipping in the bathtub and hitting your head against the tiles.
I mean, I hit my head pretty hard getting in the car this morning. I may be concussed right now. I'm not really sure. And according to my song choice, Steven Peters thinks I am.
Yeah, well.
Well, you were also eating a salad at 9 o'clock, so you might be concussed.
No. I didn't see the salad. I saw the spaghetti.
Listen, my stomach doesn't know the difference, okay? My stomach knows it's hungry.
But your
it doesn't
eyes
know the difference
and mine between, do. That's the yeah. thing.
My stomach doesn't know the difference between bacon and eggs or a salad and, you know, pasta.
Now, just to finish up the last text, which was how do we listen to old shows? Hopefully in the next 24, maybe 48 or 72 hours, we are going
to
be—
So the next 1 to 3 days—
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you got me.
That was very direct. In the next 1 to 3 days.
Yes. This episode, as well as the previous couple of episodes, are going to be uploaded on iTunes on Podomatic. You can download our show in its entirety on those websites, iTunes or Podomatic, and it's free. It's free. So if there's if you're a fan of the show and there's one particular episode that you missed or want to go back to for some reason, you can go to iTunes. I believe it's under Inside Sports Medicine, or you can go to Podomatic, where it's also the same title, and download those two shows or any shows that you want, the full 2 hours, and listen to them. So we're up to, gosh, well over 5,000 downloads since we started doing this in March, and that's very flattering. So with that being said, we got time to go to the phone calls. Okay. We've got time to take one call. All right. Let's go to Rick in Dallas. Hey, Rick. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Oh yes. Good morning.
Hey man. What you got?
I got in a wreck. You know, like in June 2nd. You know, driving for the company I'm driving for right now. And, you know, it left me with a pretty cool scar, like on the top of my eyelid on my left and all the way back to the middle of my head.
So, yeah, what, a scar, you mean like you had a cut there?
Yeah, from the truck accident, you know, I was in a pickup, like a F-250.
All right, I'm with you.
Diesel. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, and then, you know, I had, you know, wrecked, and it was a pretty bad wreck. You know, they had to carefully me out and things, but now I have no feeling, you know, now being July, I have no feeling on the side of my face. Really numb, because, you know.
Oh, okay, well, all right, well, this is not in the discussion about concussions. However, anytime you have a laceration or a cut like that, sometimes you get some of the nerves that go to the skin.
Right. And I have a pretty cool picture that the doctor took where they tilt the skin back really far.
They took a picture? They took a picture of that?
I can send it to your email.
No, I don't want to see it.
You're a doctor. Why? I mean, you've seen everything.
You know, I don't like that kind of thing. Isn't that funny? I don't like seeing those kind of things. Whenever they show a gruesome injury on TV, I turn my head. And obviously, I have to, for my job, I look at the injury just so I can get the mechanism. But that's it. It's a one-time thing. I'm done with it. So they took a picture of that.
Yes. And, you know, the doctor, when I went to the plastic surgeon, he was like, this is like the second worst accident I've seen like that.
Well, hopefully the plastic surgeon can tell you exactly what nerve has been cut and what the chances are that will regenerate. I suspect that that's what's going on.
And another thing I wanted to ask, will I get headaches? You know, will I start? I haven't noticed nothing yet, but.
Yeah, well, you know, again, what you're asking about, and this is relevant because we just stopped talking about concussions, we were just talking about concussions.
Right, I didn't get a concussion, you know.
Right.
But I was awake, like, the whole thing.
Well, if you didn't have a concussion then and you haven't had a headache and you said it was June 2nd and we're now into August, chances are you probably won't. Chances are you won't. Yeah, what you're describing is post-concussion syndrome, or what you're asking is something called post-concussion syndrome. And I don't think that if it hadn't happened by now, I don't think you will. Thanks,
man.
I
appreciate it.
All right, keep listening. All right, that being said, let's go. We got to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more of your phone calls. 214-787-1033. We've got one line open if you want to get in queue. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you, this?
Welcome to McWhitney's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Football Nation, when it comes to buying your new Nissan, we have the best team in town at Orr Nissan of Corinth. If you're looking for a team that's going to be on your side when you need the best deal, then you have to see the staff at Orr Nissan. We will work you the best deal in the Metroplex with exceptional customer service every time. This week's game plan includes a 2010 Nissan Altima for $15,588. That's right, just $15,588. And not just one at this price, but a nice selection for you to choose from. With back to school right around the corner, they have the Nissan Versa, Cube, or the Sentra for only $89 per month. That's right, $89 per month. And we're not just saving you money. Nissan will get you up to 34 miles per gallon with 0% down and 0% financing available. Our goal is 100% credit approval, and you'll always get more for your trade at Orr Nissan. So stop by OR Nissan of Corinth off of Interstate 35 today or check them out at ornissan.com. You'll always save more at OR.
Crown Royal Black is a new extra bold whiskey. It's a darker, more robust whiskey, blended at 90 proof, which still embodies the signature smoothness of Crown Royal. The new Crown Royal Black is handcrafted by master blender Andrew McKay, a Canadian whiskey devoted to full-bodied flavor. Matured to perfection in charred oak barrels and blended at a higher proof to impart a more concentrated flavor. Crown Royal Black has deeper bourbon notes and a rich texture, a dark red-brown, deeper oak background with sweet maple notes and light vanilla towards the finish will make you realize you're drinking the signature legendary smoothness of the new Crown Royal Black. A creamy profile as well within the Crown Royal family and velvety, which will be a pleasant surprise at 90 proof. So experience the smoothness of the new Crown Royal Black and enjoy the full-bodied flavor. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 2010 The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about quality, not quantity.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Steven Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. It wasn't the ideal start for the Rangers against the Red Sox last night, but it ended in the Rangers' favor as Nelly Cruz belted a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 11th off Tim Wakefield, giving the Rangers a 10-9 win.
We're getting a big hole against a good team, and against a really good pitcher in Beckett. We knew it was going to be tough. We just tried to chip away. Not trying to get it all back at one time. Just see if we can string together some good at-bats.
It was the third straight one-run game for the Rangers, and the win pushed the lead back to 8.5 games in the AL West. New co-owner Chuck Greenberg talked to Galloway and Company yesterday and says that the new ownership group will do whatever it can to keep Cliff Lee as a Rangers next year, which includes boosting the club's payroll. In Cowboys news, rookie wideout Dez Bryant should be out of his walking boot today and begin rehab on his injured right ankle. And Tony Romo's back is okay, and he should be good to go in practice from Oxnard. At the PGA Championship, second round resumes today. As it stands right now, Matt Kuchar leads the field at 8-under. Tiger Woods is even through 12 holes and is 1-under on the tournament, and Phil Mickelson finishes second round at 2-under. In basketball, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, and the 1992 Olympic Dream Team were enshrined into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame yesterday. And FIFA is considering getting rid of draws at the World Cup using a penalty shootout or a golden goal rule during penalty time. I'm Steven Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at NTXHonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Clarence Carter picking the music way over there.
Teach me how to ducky duck.
Wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this was your choice of music.
And you gave me issues for the music I played.
You know, it broadens my horizons. I don't know who this is. I don't even know what they're
this
saying.
This Cali Swag District. The song is called Teach Me How to Dougie. Dougie is a dance. It's that's what's hot in the streets right now. I'm sure you don't
what's
know what I just said.
In the streets right now. It's 105.
Yeah, that's true. It is 105 in the streets. It is hot. But it's what's hot in the streets of fashion and dance and pop culture.
Wow.
Hip hop culture too.
I'm liking it. All right, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, Dr. T.O. Soriel. Here we just finished up a segment, two segments on concussions. And before we leave the subject completely, I wanted to go to this call. Let's go to Floyd. Hey, Floyd, good morning. You're on ESPN.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great. What you got?
Hey, I'm a baseball official in high school here in Dallas area.
Excellent.
And taking a lot of foul balls off the mask, could you get a concussion? I mean, because I do have headaches, and the more and more I get hit every year, it just seems to magnify. I've never gone and got an MRI or anything, but I was just wondering if, even though we've got a padded front part of the mask, I mean, it's not like a helmet.
Right.
It is a blunt force that we get directly on our face mask, and I was just curious about that.
Well, I think it's a legitimate question, and the answer is yes. You can get concussions. You can get concussion-like symptoms from repeated trauma like that. Look, in the boxing world, we were talking about boxing before we went to break. In the boxing world, the way you concuss your opponent is you hit him on the chin. So it's way down low, and that force is passed through the jaw into the base of the brain, and that's kind of how you knock them out. So, you know, if you look at baseball and if you look at the mask, the mechanism is not that different. And baseballs carry a tremendous amount of force when it's a foul ball. So, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it before. So the answer to your question is yes. Now, you did bring up something that's interesting. You said you haven't had an X-ray or an MRI, and a lot of times that's going to be negative. So a lot of times the way that you make the diagnosis of repeated concussions or brain trauma, it's a lot more subtle than getting an MRI. And there are neurologists in town that they're excellent at this. Dr. Sterling, who's he obviously is in the know about this sort of thing. So an MRI is a good place to start, but it doesn't give you all the answers.
So your answer would be to see a neurologist is what you're saying?
I think so, especially if you're developing headaches. I think, well, if you want to start with your family doctor first, that's fine, and then ultimately go to a neurologist. But I think that's the place to go, especially if you're getting headaches.
Okay.
All right, Floyd.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 214-787. We can now go back to regular Inside Sports Medicine discussions. Let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good. How are you?
What you got today?
In a nutshell, about 2 weeks ago, I made the mistake of playing pickup basketball without high-top shoes, and I rolled my ankle outward, going away from my body, and just wondering, I've still got a lot of swelling on the front side of the ankle, and for the first week or so afterwards, I had a little numbness in the top of my foot on my three most outward toes.
All right.
And so I'm wondering, I was reading just on my own that there are degrees of sprains.
Correct.
The higher degrees of sprains have partial tearing. Does it sound like tearing is something I need to be worried about? Well, I can walk on it. It's not as painful anymore, but it's still very sore and very swollen.
Well, two questions come to mind. Have you sprained your ankle before?
No.
So this is the first time sprain?
Yes.
All right. And help me get clear in my mind what your description by went outward or your body went outward, because here the mechanism is really important. The most the most common ankle sprain method is you land on a crack or you land on someone else's foot, and the sole of your foot goes inward, almost wanting to face up towards your body.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what happened?
Yeah, it was it was that, but my foot was also, it was a good distance away from my body. I came down from jumping up to try and block a shot.
Ouch.
And I came down on it, and it rolled almost diagonally away from me in the same manner that you just described.
Right. And, ouch. Immediate pain? You had pain right away?
All right. Yeah.
Did it swell? Did it bruise?
It swelled. It bruised. It turned purple and blue.
Yep.
It, when I did it, it popped.
Yep. Well, look, your mechanism is very classic. Very classic. I'm surprised that this is the first time that this has happened to you. It is the most common injury in sports medicine. And everything you've read is absolutely correct. We describe ankle sprains as mild, moderate, severe. And the reason that we even have a classification system is because the mild, moderate, and severe categories heal at different rates. So a mild ankle sprain usually will heal in about 7 to 10 days. A moderate, which is a partial tear, takes a little bit longer, 3 or 4 weeks. And a severe, where you completely tear the ligaments, is probably a 6, 8, 12-week injury. So that's why we have classification methods. By definition, when you sprain a joint, whether it's an ankle or a finger or a shoulder or a knee, you damage those ligaments. So it's a matter of degree. It's a matter of how badly did I damage those ligaments. If you're telling me that this is a first-time injury and it swelled and bruised and you heard a pop, I would bet you that you at least have a partial tear. Now, the reason that one goes to the doctor is because I've been fooled many times in the past where it looks like a sprain, but it turns out that you actually broke something. So almost always we get an x-ray just to make sure you didn't fracture something. Most of the time, the x-rays are negative. In fact, there was a study not long ago that actually suggested that we shouldn't even get x-rays because they're not cost-effective. And if it doesn't heal, then you get an x-ray. Well, that study never really took off. Most everybody still gets x-rays. But
like, I think my question would be if I had full ligament tearing, would I still have the full function of my foot and my toes and everything?
You know, interestingly, that varies from patient to patient. The answer is yes. Obviously, I'm assuming you limped around for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you still?
Not so much. I walk normally. I got a mild brace for it just to help because my job requires that I be on my feet several hours a day. And I took it easy when I could and kept it iced on and off and kept it elevated to get the swelling down. And after about 3 days, I could walk pretty normally. But it's one of those cases where it's real sore at night when I go to bed.
Well, look,
kind of aches.
I think you've read enough and you've done all the right things. But oftentimes an exam will tell you if it's a mild, moderate, or severe. You don't necessarily have to have an MRI to make that diagnosis. And can you function? Oh, sure. I've seen guys go back and play football with a fractured ankle. Who was it? Donovan McNabb a few years ago when he was playing with Philadelphia that played with a broken ankle, and it was it was really quite embarrassing after the game.
And T.O., that same year, if you're talking about the year they lost in the Super Bowl, he came back from an ankle break or sprain
broken
ankle.
That was high on his ankle too, wasn't it?
That was a high ankle. That was a high ankle injury, and it actually had a fracture component as well. But to answer your question, can you function and still have a tear? Yeah, you can. If your pain tolerance is high, you can be Donovan McNabb and play and function. But the answer for a radio show is have someone feel it. Have even a physical therapist or an athletic trainer, have someone feel it, and they can tell you with a reasonable degree of accuracy how severe it is.
I just didn't want to assume too much. I know the swelling, when I read, stays for a while no matter how severe it is.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't put a lot of credence in swelling. I've had mild sprains swell up like a balloon. I've had severe sprains not swell up at all. So yes, that's one of the signs, but you kind of put the whole picture together. And the whole picture involves not just the bruising and the swelling, but also the feel. All right, Daniel. Thank you, man.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Keep listening. So before we go to more phone calls, and actually we probably don't even have time for more phone calls, The funniest sight, Clarence, I'm going to share this with Clarence, and the rest of you can listen if you want to.
Everybody listen. Everybody listen.
Everybody listens. We went on vacation last week, and the place that I went to had a workout facility, as most places have workout facilities, and they had a row of stationary bikes, and I was on the stationary bike, and I find it one of the more boring types of exercises, but my knees allow me to do that. I can't run anymore. So I was out riding a stationary bike, and right in front of me was a tennis court, and it was their version of center court, and they had four old guys playing tennis. Now,
so you were at a comedy show?
No. It does get funny, though. These guys were, the youngest one probably was in his mid-70s.
Stop.
No, I'm serious. And there were four, and I give them tremendous credit for going out there and playing tennis at their age. But here's where it got.
Did they have on John Stockton style shorts, by the way?
Yes, a couple of them did.
Okay.
And they were playing doubles, so that nobody really moved. Yeah, they were just kind of stick the racket out here and stick the racket out there. And they got into a dispute about a line call. They got into a dispute about a line call, and they were yelling at each other across the net. Picture this. These are guys in their 70s and 80s. One guy may have been approaching 90, seriously. And he was the one that...
So was he the one in the motorized scooter?
No, he was not playing in a scooter.
Oh.
But there were F-bombs flying.
You're kidding.
And they were pointing at each other. I thought they were going to get in a fist fight.
That would have been the slowest fist fight in the history of pugilism.
I have never seen anything like this before. It was the most amazing sight. Number one, I give them credit for being out there playing. But number two, they took it so seriously, they were going to punch each other out at 85 years of age over a line call on a Saturday morning tennis match. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap up episode 336, talk to you a little bit about what's coming up next. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. with Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic.
Well, if the coach had his way, this would happen or that wouldn't happen. But ultimately, Jerry makes the decisions. Terrell Owens is basically saying, well, Jerry Jones wanted me to be there. Well, Jerry Jones wanted you to be there. At the end of the day, you would be there.
Right.
Yeah, what do you make of all this?
Absolutely right. I mean, I look at it from this standpoint. You know, and I guess T.O., who is a remarkable talent, there's no question. It's undeniable. His talent is undeniable. Sometimes he's his own worst enemy. And I understand that those questions are going to happen because you're in the Hall of Fame game and you're playing against your former team, the Dallas Cowboys. But one of those things that you would like to hear him, and he knew he was playing the Dallas Cowboys, one of the things you would like to hear him say is, listen, man, I'm a Cincinnati Bengal. Those days are gone. I'm excited to be a Cincinnati Bengal, not I should still be a Dallas Cowboy.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m., only on 103.3 FM ESPN.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Wrapping up episode 336. It's going to be a hot one out there. If you've got football practice or if you've got any outdoor activity, make sure you stay hydrated. Lots and lots of water. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Lots and lots of water. Heat illness is a big problem here in sports and Texas. And I'm not going to tell you to stay indoors, but if you're going to go outdoors and enjoy this, make sure you stay hydrated. Don't forget, you can get me on the internet.
It's only been around for like 20 years now.
I know. I hesitated there. You can get me on the internet. Google Texas Sports Medicine. That's my day job. And go to the Ask the Doc section. I'm usually pretty good about answering you back. If for whatever reason I don't, there must have been a glitch somewhere, so do it again. Also, you can download the show on iTunes or Podomatic.